Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
I want us to focus for a few minutes in this session on re-preaching the same sermon. In the course of your ministry, there will be times when you will go back to an old sermon and bring it out again and preach it a second time. For me, sometimes I'm asked to go to another conference and preach a message that they've heard online or they heard me preach at another conference, and would I preach that same sermon at the other conference? And many times in my own mind, I'll have this thought, well, it worked so well the first time, or it worked so well the second time, surely it will have the same effect as I re-preach it. And inevitably, it may not have the same impact, the same dynamic. And there were things that God was doing in my life when I preached that sermon the first time. And sometimes it has to do with the occasion and the moment and who was there and who needed to hear that. That is entirely different from when I preach it in another place at another time, a second time. So I think we need to think through, how do I ever preach the same sermon a second time? It may be a year later. It may be in another place, another setting or a different venue. Charles Haddon Spurgeon had a good principle. He said, never preach an old sermon twice, or never preach the same sermon twice at home, and never preach a new sermon on the road. There is probably some truth to that. As I preach a message a second time, I'm like a car mechanic who takes an engine and just strips it down, pulls it apart, and then puts it back together again. I want to be re-engaged in the text and in the whole process of putting that sermon together, and not just grab those notes, stick it in my briefcase, get on an airplane, fly, and preach it someplace else, and mechanically just kind of read those notes again. I'll never forget being on the front pew at a Shepherd's Conference, sitting next to John MacArthur, and he asked me, who do you think I should ask to preach at Shepherd's Conference the following year? And I gave him a name, a very well-known name. You would immediately recognize his name. And MacArthur said to me, and it put a chill up my spine, he said, well, the last time I asked him to preach here, all he did was grab an old set of sermon notes, get on the plane, come here, and just read them in the pulpit. It wasn't fresh. There wasn't a dynamic, because it was just an old sermon. I'll never forget hearing him say that to me, and I thought, Lord, protect me from ever doing that. So what I'll do is I'll have my old set of sermon notes sent to me, and I'll put them on the desk. I'll take the passage, but I'll go pull those commentaries back down again. I'll Xerox them, reread them, mark them up. And as I look at the old set of sermon notes, often that outline can be improved. It can be sharpened. It needs to be tweaked. So many times it will now need a new introduction. I'm now preaching this to a different group of people, and the application will be different. Hopefully the interpretation will be the same, unless God has given me greater insight into this passage. Often the conclusion will be different. Sometimes there will be new illustrations that have been brought to my attention since I preached that the last time. And the only thing that often remains the same is the explanation of the meaning of the text. That's always the same. But I will actually rewrite that entire sermon. And it's a part of pouring it into my mind and into my heart so that there's a freshness about it as I go now to preach it a second time. I want to encourage you to think through how it is you re-preach a sermon a second time. Even if it's a year or 2 years or 3 years later, how you need to adapt it to this situation and perhaps improve it. Here's a fundamental point. We need to be always getting to the next level in our preaching. We need to be always becoming more effective in our exposition of Scripture. And so when my secretary sends me those sermon notes from 5 years ago, 8 years ago, and I look at them, it's good for me to think, wow, I could do so much better this time because I've matured. I've grown as a preacher. Hopefully, I am sharper theologically. Hopefully, I'm better at handling the Word of God than I was 5 years ago or 8 years ago. I don't want to be on a plateau. I want to always be ascending upwards and growing in my ability to handle and preach Scripture. So, for you to look at your old notes and say, wow, how could I have ever preached from those notes is actually a healthy response for you to have. And I want to encourage you to start all over with that message and strip it down, put it back together, and make it a brand new car for you to drive on this passage as you preach it this time. God bless you.